Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 11th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Today, United posted the transfer and moving packet for pre-merger United flight attendants that will be used by those affected by the notice of surplus at the Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago domiciles. We have consistently advocated to management that flight attendants should have an opportunity to review the contents of the packet before making life-altering transfer decisions. In consultation with AFA, it has been agreed the following deadlines will be adjusted to provide additional time to provide our members the opportunity to review and consider the information contained in the transfer and moving packet. Flight attendants awarded a transfer on July 3, 2014 will now have until 1500 hours Central Time on July 17th to accept or reject an awarded transfer. Flight attendants in this group wishing to decline an accepted transfer should contact FAST at through 1-800-FLIGHTLINE options 4, 7, and 2. The system transfer award plan for this week will be delayed until July 17th. Flight attendants awarded system transfers on July 17th must respond no later than 1500 hours Central Time on July 24th. The surplus bid timeline in which Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago flight attendants, both active and inactive, impacted by the surplus notice, that's subsidiary UA Denver 200, Los Angeles 200, and Chicago 200, must participate, has been revised. Surplus bid vacancies will be posted on July 25, 2014, at each of the affected locations. The surplus bid period for Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago flight attendants will be open until August 5th at 0800 Central Time. Surplus bid assignments will be posted by August 8, 2014. The benefits outlined in the transfer and moving packet apply to those flight attendants based in Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago who accepted transfers after the posting of the notice of surplus on May 12, 2014. The number of active paid moves will be limited to 200 flight attendants at each location where a surplus exists, Denver, Los Angeles, or Chicago. This number will be reduced on a one-for-one basis for each active flight attendant who leaves the flight attendant position, such as retirement or resignation, at each location after May 12, 2014. For more information and to view the updated timeline, please visit our surplus page on the United MEC website. The Harvard School of Public Health is currently conducting a follow-up survey to the one they conducted in 2007. The purpose of both surveys is to gain information so that there can be a better understanding of the health issues flight attendants face due to the nature of our work. Participation in the survey is completely voluntary, and participants will not be compensated. All information submitted will be treated as confidential. For those flight attendants who have not yet completed the survey to be added to the drawing for the iPad, your survey must be completed before 11:59 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on July 12, 2014. The study has also advised that they will continue to accept surveys received after July 12th. To take the survey and be entered into the drawing, please visit www.fahealth.org/harvard-study. The survey will take about 30 minutes of your time and will allow you to contribute your lifetime of knowledge about flight attendant health. You are encouraged to participate. On the issue of jump seat policy misapplication, we all know the rules for jump seating. Flight attendants will list for jump seat using employee res. All jump seat riders are encouraged to list online to minimize agent workload. List for a flight no later than 1 hour prior to departure. Check in for the flight up to 24 hours in advance, but no later than 30 minutes prior to departure, 1 hour for international travel. The cabin jump seat will be issued in seniority order. The flight attendant must be at the gate in person when called by the agent for a jump seat assignment as early as 30 minutes prior to departure. Otherwise, the next person on the list will be awarded the jump seat. In delay situations, jump seats will be awarded based on actual departure time. We have had some reports of these rules not being followed. If you find yourself in a situation of these jump seating policies not being followed and do not get on your flight because of a misapplication of this policy, please ask to speak with a customer service supervisor and discuss the situation with them. Also, please notify your local council office by filling out a local council worksheet and identifying what station and gate day, flight number, and by whom the violation occurred. We believe with tracking this information, it will allow us to pinpoint the actual cause of the problem and relay that information to management in order to rectify. This year marks the 25th remembrance of United Airlines Flight 232. United 232 was a scheduled flight from Denver's Stapleton International Airport to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport on July 19, 1989. After the catastrophic failure of the DC-10's tail-mounted engine, it was forced to make an emergency landing in Sioux City, Iowa. This accident is a prime example of successful crew resource management and why we are considered first responders and safety professionals in our industry. With the combined efforts of the flight crew and emergency personnel in Iowa, a miraculous 184 of the 296 people on board survived. For an interesting article on the miracle of Flight 232, visit our website. This year, the CAUSE Foundation celebrates their 20th anniversary. Since their inception, CAUSE, Concerned Attendants for a United Support Effort, have helped numerous United Airlines flight attendants with a combined grant equal to more than $5.2 million, all donated by United flight attendants. CAUSE has written $45,000 in scholarships and donated $40,000 in research grants to other 501c3s. Special fundraising generated more than $77,000 to aid the families of United flight attendants lost on September 11, 2001. CAUSE has also donated $7,500 to the AFA Relief Fund in order to help United flight attendants affected by the earthquake in Japan and Hurricane Sandy on the eastern coast of the United States. And shockingly, their administrative costs are only 7%. The CAUSE Foundation is a not-for-profit organization founded in 1994 by Monica Leonard, a currently retired United Airlines flight attendant. Funds are distributed through an application process to United Airlines flight attendants who are unable to work due to injury, illness, or disability. The grant is intended as a short-term bridge until other financial arrangements are in place and covers only basic living expenses. Recently, the CAUSE Foundation added yet another way you can help that you are able to help United flight attendants. They have listed themselves as one of Amazon's charitable organizations. Here's what you need to do when you order anything from Amazon. Visit www.smile.amazon.com. Register the CAUSE Foundation as your charity. You'll need to scroll down the list. The CAUSE Foundation is the one listed in Aurora, Colorado. Instead of going to Amazon.com, go to smileamazon.com whenever you're shopping on Amazon. The website is exactly the same, and the prices are exactly the same. The only difference is a portion of your purchase will go to the CAUSE Foundation. Don't forget, if we don't help each other, who will? That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.